You've been coming to me for a while now. You've been honest, open, even vulnerable at times. But there's something you're still holding back. I can feel it. The way you pause when you speak. That brief hesitation when I ask the questions that get too close. You're not trying to lie to me. You're just afraid to say the thing you really came here to say. I get it. You're not the first. Most people come in pretending they need insight or techniques to help them cope better. But what they actually need is permission. So many times they just need permission to let go, to release all that tension, to surrender completely. And you didn't come to me for guidance. Oh no. You came to me because something in you already knows what you need. You just haven't completely realized it yet. And that's okay. You don't have to understand it completely. You just need to listen and trust that I see you completely. So, for today, let's put away the coping mechanisms, boundaries, the analysis. We're gonna consider the part of you that still feels like you need to be in control, even when it's clearly killing you. But not with words. No. I think today we're going to try something a little different. Take a deep breath. Now unbutton your pants for me. I'm not joking. I mean it. Look, I know this is a little unorthodox, but trust me, I've done it before. And you know you want to. There we go. See? Nothing to be ashamed of. Not with me. You've done this at home, haven't you? After one of our sessions, you sat there hard, stroking that cock as my voice lingered in your mind. Telling yourself you were just relieving tension. But we both know better, don't we? You weren't jerking off to cope. You were doing it to submit, to feel my power. You don't need to be heard. Oh no. You need to be taken. Go ahead. Stroke it. Slowly. Gently. Good. Now, close your eyes and just let everything else melt away. Those worries will still be there when we come back. But for now, let that part of you that performs, that strives to be the best, that worries, let that part of you go. Right now, I want you to channel that part of you that's always known exactly what it needed. But was too afraid to say it. That part of you that feels your arousal build when I speak, that tenses up every time I pause, simply because you're addicted to the sound of my voice. But even more addicted to what comes next. Look how hard you are, and I haven't even told you what to do yet. That's how I know you're no longer pretending. This isn't therapy anymore, baby. This is conditioning. Feel that desire build? Yeah. Let your hips thrust just a little bit with your strokes. Open your mouth slightly, but don't say a thing. I can hear everything I need to in the sound of your breath. You're so close to confessing it all, aren't you? So ready to tell me what you think about at night, when you're lying on your bed, moaning, tugging away at your cock, whispering please over and over. And I'm here, watching you, guiding you, and getting wetter with every second you hold back. Because I know what you've been hiding. You don't just want to feel good. You want to feel owned. Say it. Go ahead, say it with me. I want to feel owned. Again, I want to feel owned. You sound so good like that. A little broken. A little helpless even. But honest, finally. And now? Well, now I want you to show me just how much you mean it. Now, stop stroking. Right there. Take your hand off. Just feel the ache, the desire, the need, the unbearable tension in your cock. That's not just arousal. That is surrender. Because you're no longer in control. Not here. Not anymore. And that aching need for more. That's the part of you that knows what I'm going to do next. I'm going to take more. Because the longer that you sit here, hard and dripping, the more you understand you're not here for answers. You are here for a woman who isn't afraid to take control. So, let's stop pretending you're not ready. And, that thing we haven't talked about yet? You've already said it with your body. With your breathing. With the way you opened your pants when I gave the command. You say you don't know how to express what you need, but your cock, it tells the truth. The way it gets hard when I speak, and the way it aches the moment my eyes meet yours. That, my dear, is what we call clarity. That's your body recognizing something your mind is still trying desperately to deny. And honestly, I'm done letting you hide behind all those empty words. Oh, I've just been curious. or it's just a fantasy. I'm not sure what it means. Oh, you're sure. You've always been sure. And now, it's time to show me. So, here's what we're going to do. You're going to stroke for me, slowly, while I sit right here and watch, while I guide you deeper into what you've always wanted. And this time, you're not going to hold back. You're going to give me everything. Go ahead. Touch yourself again. Let me see just how hard you still are. Let me hear it in your breathing. You've been wanting this for weeks, haven't you? Holding back, whispering my name in the dark, begging for permission. Now you get a release. But on my terms, you don't get a perfect orgasm. Oh no, you don't get to come with pleasure. You're going to give it to me ruined. That's right. That cum is just going to leak out of you. And afterward, you're going to thank me for it. Because I'm not just making you come. No. I'm taking what is mine. So stroke faster now. Feel it building. Feel yourself getting closer. Partly because you ache with desire, but more because you're finally seen. And baby, oh, you're going to be begging. Because I'm going to keep you right there. Right on the very edge of orgasm until your body can't take it anymore. And when I finally let you come, it will be empty. It's not going to satisfy you. It's going to ruin you. And that's what makes it perfect. Say it. Say, please ruin me. Say it again. Please ruin me. That's better. Because it's not just about a ruined orgasm. It's about you. Ruined. Not allowed even the basest of pleasures. You stroke for my pleasure now. You've been trying to hold this part of yourself back, this submissive side, for so long. Telling yourself you just needed discipline to manage those urges. Oh, but baby, you don't need control. You need to be controlled. And the more you stroke for me, the more I see it, oh, so clearly. And so do you. You don't want freedom. You want direction. You need me deciding when and how and even if you get to feel good. And now, you will. Every week, another session, stroking, aching, not knowing if you'll be ruined or not. Because for years, you've been looking for someone who understands you. And now, Now you've found her. Now, close your eyes. Picture me sitting just a few feet away. My legs open. My fingers on my pussy, tapping away at my clit. And I'm watching you lose yourself in me. Oh, you're getting so close now. I'm thinking that you want so badly to come. But this will be ruined. You'll stop when you get there. The moment you feel yourself cross the threshold. And if you don't, I'll pull your hand away myself. Because your pleasure is denied. 10 more strokes and then I want you to let go. Count them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Faster now. 6, 7, 8, 9. Say Demi. 10. Now ruin it. Stop touching right as you come. Feel it just spill out of you. Not in a rush of pleasure and passion. No. More like a leak that turns your mind into mush. That's it. Let it all out. But don't you dare enjoy it. This isn't pleasure. This is surrender. You came for my enjoyment, not yours. Oh, you'll edge again tonight, probably more than once. You'll hear my voice when you try to sleep. You'll stroke to the memory of this ruin. And every time you do, you'll know that I control you just a little bit more. And eventually, eventually you won't stroke without permission at all. Because you'll know in your soul that your pleasure doesn't belong to you anymore. Say it. Say I'll never come without permission again. Good boy. Now, clean yourself up. And when you're done, I want you to sit still. Quietly. Sit with the lesson that you've learned today. Because that is the feeling of being seen. On your next visit, I'm going to take you even deeper.